Now, the boys and girls, last week, you remember, boys and girls, we heard how God sent Moses and Aaron back once again to Pharaoh, to tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go out of the land of Egypt, where they were being held as slaves. When they had gone the first time, you, of course, you remember, Moses wasn't very impressed at all, and he wanted to know who this God of the children of Israel was, that he should let those slaves, those children of Israel, go out of his presence. Moses, of course, went before the Lord. He was very distressed about this. He didn't know what to do. But God told them to go back to Pharaoh once again and to show Pharaoh all of those signs and wonders that God had given him the power to perform. And indeed, you remember that God said to Moses that when you show him all of these things, then it will come to the point where Pharaoh will be happy. He will be glad to let the people go out of the land of Egypt. Well, Moses, in fact, went back with Aaron, and they began to show many of those signs and wonders. Now, they got worse and worse, really, as the time went on, because sometimes when God came and judged the land of Egypt in a certain way, then Pharaoh would soften for a wee bit, and he would say, yes, I think I will let the people go. But then once the danger had passed, then he hardened his heart again, and he said, no, I'm not going to let the people go. And so Moses would come, and under God, Moses would cause another plague, another judgment to come in the land of Egypt. The first thing that he did was this under God's hand. He caused all the waters of Egypt, the river Nile and all the waters that were in the basins and everywhere in the wells, he caused those waters to be turned into blood. And when Pharaoh saw that, Pharaoh no doubt was very frightened, but as I say, he softened for a wee bit and then he hardened himself again and he said, no, I will not let the people go. Then God sent another plague. He sent the plague of frogs. You know, that must have been a terrible thing. Some people like frogs, some people don't, but there were frogs by the thousands and millions in the land of Egypt. So Pharaoh said to Moses, take away these frogs and I'll let the people go. Moses took away the frogs under God's power given to him. But again, Pharaoh hardened his heart. And so there were many, many plagues. There was a plague of flies sent. There was a disease sent to the cattle, the disease of foot and mouth. There were hail. There were locusts sent into the land. But every time Pharaoh hardened his heart and he said, no, I won't let these people of Israel go. Now, finally, then, God said to Moses, go and tell Pharaoh that if you don't let my people go, then I'm going to take the firstborn of everything in the land of Egypt. That meant that the firstborn of everything was going to die. The firstborn of the cattle of the fields, even to the firstborn son of Pharaoh himself. And it was a terrible judgment that God was going to send in the land of Egypt. But you see, boys and girls, really, when people harden their hearts and harden their hearts against God, then God can come sometimes with a very terrible judgment upon them. And so he told Pharaoh through Moses that if you don't let my people go, then I'm going to take away all the firstborn things, and even your own firstborn son is going to be taken, is going to die. So this was told to Pharaoh, but Pharaoh wouldn't heed what God had said. And then the time came when God was going to bring this judgment to pass on the whole of the land of Egypt. And of course, the children of Israel lived in the land of Egypt. So how were the children of Israel then going to escape that great judgment? And that brings you to one of the greatest things that ever happened to the children of Israel, a thing which came to be known as the Passover. And God said to the children of Israel, now here's what you are to do in order to escape this great judgment. You're to take a lamb from the flock. You're to take a lamb without spot and without blemish. That means a perfect lamb, as perfect as it could be. And then God said, you're to kill this lamb. And you're to take the blood of the lamb and you're to sprinkle it over the doorposts of your house and over the lintel of your house. And God says, when I pass through the land of Egypt tonight to judge the land of Egypt, when I see the blood, he says, on your houses, I will pass over you. That means that he wouldn't let his judgment come upon the homes of the children of Israel. And that's why it came to be known as the Passover. And every year the children of Israel then remembered how God passed over their homes and didn't bring the judgment upon them. It was a great event in the lives of the children of Israel. And they always remembered how God passed over their homes when he saw that blood of that lamb that was on their homes. Now, what it is especially, boys and girls, like so many other things, listen very carefully to this, like so many other things in the Old Testament scriptures of God, it's a great lesson about Jesus Christ our Savior and about the gospel of Jesus Christ our Savior. The Bible tells us that this whole world is under God's judgment, just as surely as Pharaoh and the people of Israel were under the judgment of God, this world is under the judgment of God. And God will judge this world. But in the gospel, God says that anyone who trusts in Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross and shed his blood on the cross, then when God sees us trusting in Jesus Christ, when that judgment of the world comes, then God passes over us, doesn't let his judgment come upon us because of Jesus Christ the Savior. You know what the Bible calls our Lord Jesus Christ? It calls him the Lamb of God. And just as that lamb in those Old Testament scriptures was taken and its blood was shed so that the people could be delivered from Egypt and saved from God's judgment, the Bible tells us that's why Jesus died on the cross, to shed his blood, so that whoever trusts in him and has faith in him, they shall not die. They shall not be judged in the last judgment. So think of that. Think of the children of Israel in Egypt. Think of that night when there was going to be a darkness over the whole of the land of Egypt, except where the children of Israel lived. Because where the children of Israel lived, they had taken the blood of that lamb. They had sprinkled it all around the entrance to their houses. And when God came and passed through that land to judge, then when he saw the blood on the Israelites' houses, he passed over their houses. And so it was called the Feast of the Passover, when God passed over in judgment from the children of Israel. So remember the Feast of the Passover, the way that God was finally going to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt was in the Feast of the Passover. But that's really a reminder for us of what Christ would do as the Lamb of God when he would shed his blood on the cross. You learn to trust in Christ, boys and girls, and trusting in Jesus Christ, then indeed you shall be saved from all your sins.